So let's start with our audience out there. Who's going to pitch their business first and then ask a question, engage the panel?
Hi, everyone. I'm Nonhlanhla Zwane. I'm from Witbank, from Yaka Guest House. Yaka has 33 rooms and it has a big conference that can accommodate 50 people. You can get us on www.yakaguesthouse.co.za or at info@yakaguesthouse.co.za. And Yaka has very stylish room. You can visit us at any time. We provide all sorts of services, conferencing, transporting, and also accommodation. Thank you.
Okay. In today's audience, we have a couple of Tsogo-san entrepreneurs, so we're going to hear the same pitches potentially. Maybe they can come with very different angles. And Nonhlanhla, how was her pitch? Let's ask our special guest here, Arthur. How was her pitch, honestly?
I loved it. Okay. I loved it. So, Nonhlanhla, you didn't mention it, whether it was affordable or not, eh? It sounds great, though.
It is. You can afford it, I promise you.
There was a question I had for you. It just slipped my mind. So, do you have a question for the panel?
Well, no, I don't. But the talk about hiring the right people got me thinking. I now have a huge homework that I should take home because I think, yeah, we really make a mistake by hiring the wrong people, hoping that they will learn the work. But then on that point, I would like to say thank you to my team for the job that they do, the effort that they put, and mostly to my guests who visit our place and spread the word of mouth for us. They do quite a huge marketing for us. Thank you.
Did you say 33 rooms?
Yes, 33 rooms.
That's big, isn't it?
Yes, it's quite big.
How many staff work for you?
Three.
Only three. I thought it would be more. But that's 33 rooms is a lot. How long have you been in that game?
It will be our 11th year this year.
Okay.
On August, yes.
All right. So any comments from you to her? Anyone here want to give Nonhlanhla advice or any input?
I've just returned from a trip to Cape Town where we stayed at a huge hotel. I think they're running about 600 guests. And what I hate about staying in big hotels is you often feel ignored. What I got from this place is that you couldn't walk anywhere or even sniff or breathe without somebody being right behind you saying, "Are you okay? Can I get you anything?" It was quite a sense of comfort knowing that you were as cared for in such a massive environment as you were in a small environment. And what got me, what I wanted to say to you there is in your 33-roomed hotel and conference facility, your passion for being the ultimate service provider to that guest and making his stay of a memorable quality is probably the one thing that you should be concentrating on the most in order to make sure that your guests not only talk about it, but rave about it, so that people really are driven to you rather than drift to you.
Thank you.
And quick question, and I'm also going to ask you, Arthur, how much time do you find to work on your business versus working in your business, Nonhlanhla?
Pardon?
How much time do you find to work on your business as opposed to in your business, as per our conversation earlier?
Well, I would say the best of both. You tend to do everything, put more hours, you know, you hardly find time to do anything. So you must put 100% on and in.
Okay. Grant?
Maybe I can just also make a quick comment there. I think you're in the right industry. Our rand has taken a bit of a pounding in the last 6 months or so. As a destination, South Africa's right up there for a lot of tourists. So I think you're in the right industry. I think what you need to focus on is that it's a very competitive industry.
You need to,
in your game, it's all about numbers of people in those beds every night. So your capacity is going to be critical. And it's all about marketing. So, you know, focus on your marketing there. Yes, service levels are going to be critical in your business. If you don't provide a decent product, no one's going to come anyway. But, get them there first. And that comes down to marketing and sales. So talking about working on the business, that's one thing you should really focus on, your marketing.
Just as a follow-up to that, that I would ask Nonhlanhla, what sort of channels are you currently using to market?
Well, we recently had a website, and we do have a company that does advertising for us.
A company?
Yes.
Okay. What sort of advertising work do they do for you that you can't do yourself?
Well, I thought for the past 10 years I've been trying to do marketing for myself, but it has been very tough because I need to do other stuff on the business. Then I said, okay, maybe I should get somebody that can assist with marketing. At least I know that there's somebody who's full-time on marketing, who goes on exhibitions, who goes to companies, who goes everywhere, put the word out there that Yaka is in there.
Okay. Do you have any association with the tourism, authorities in Mpumalanga?
Yes, we do. We affiliate with TP, FEDASA, MTPA, almost all we affiliate with almost everyone. Yes.
Okay. Great.
Arthur, you want to comment, but also I want to know from you, how much time do you spend on your business as opposed to in your business?
Which one would you like me to answer first?
It's up to you.
So in the beginning, when you have a startup, you'll find yourself really consumed by being in the business and the day-to-day operations of that business. And you'll find very little to work on the business. But as you grow, I think it's important that you find some sort of healthy balance. So myself, I'm in a personal space now where I do have the time to start working more and more on the business in terms of the growth of the business. And that is focusing on the vision of that business and growing the vision of the business. So as the company matures, it's always important to put that time aside. And like I said, if you have a healthy balance, I'd say 60-40 to me is still a healthy balance. As an entrepreneur, you still find that you're hands-on, but the more you get the right people in place, the more you can start to automate certain functions and tasks as well. Get the right tools in place as well, and you'll have time for yourself.
All right, so Tsohosan helping you also develop as an entrepreneur, and we commend them for that. Who's next? Who's going to pitch the business next? With a question, a comment?
Hi, my name is Teboho Mafona. I'm from Bogadi B&B and Catering. We are in Zirbakom in the West Rand, and we recently opened another B&B in Pinville's Zone 5, Soweto. The Zirbakom operation has 9 ensuite bedrooms, with 5 which are like your backpack and the other 4 being your formal guest house. We do conferencing and we do mostly weddings. There are times where we have 3 to 4 weddings in the same venue at the same day, and we try to make the best out of it. And with the Pinville operation, we recently started it. We had a house that my parents had for the past few years. We had rented out, and we decided to open it into a B&B. We extended it for the past 2 years, unfinanced. It was difficult, but we managed to do it. It has 13 ensuite bedrooms, and we thought of having to now go into conferencing, because within a 1 kilometer radius, there are 11 B&B, and it's not business that comes every day. So we thought the shortage of conferencing, and we are also now going to kill the other bedrooms and turn into conferencing to make sure that we cover the market. We also want to target our corporate South Africa to come and visit Soweto. It's not your normal place that you would look at, like going to a formal hotel, but we want to be, you know, in that space. We have 3 permanent staff, and we occasionally have your temp that we normally use.
Okay, quickly the pitch, and then you can ask your question or comment.
Just a quick comment on that. We spoke earlier about how important marketing is going to be in this business of yours. Mm. You're in the B&B game. Technology has provided you with probably the best platform for that kind of industry. You've got the likes of Airbnb, which I've read a lot about. I haven't really used it myself, but apparently a brilliant platform for you to market your B&B. There's TripAdvisor, Bookings.com. People today, they are shopping online. They are doing their bookings online. They are looking and reading other people's opinions about establishments like yours, and that's how they are making their buying decisions. And all of that comes at a relatively cheap price in terms of marketing. So if I was you, I would look at those three routes to market very carefully and really leverage off them as much as you can.
Deboho?
Yes.
You happy with those comments?
Yes, I am. I'm very happy about that. The other thing that I need to mention is my mom has been running the establishment for the past 13 years. I recently took over in the process of taking over since last year through to ill health. She's 75 years, a perfectionist. It's not easy, having to deal with somebody who's been doing things on their own. I've been doing the administration and, you know, the marketing, and she does the operation from two different spaces. I'm in Pretoria, she's in both places. So it's been a bit of a challenge, but we try by all means that we should work together. Like I think it's not easy having to run a business for somebody who started from nothing, who's not even educated. You come with my degree and say, this is how things are need to be done, and you ask yourself, you know what, I've been making money with the way I've been working, you know. So those are some of the things that we are working on. And we come from two different worlds, but she still remains my mom, and she still remains the main person or partner in the company, you know.
Okay, any questions or comments for the panel?
I'd put a huge caution on working with family.
Yeah, before we get there, do you have any question for the panel, Teboho? Any comments on the theme?
I think my question and even a comment is, being an entrepreneur, it takes guts, because like you are in and out of the business, on the business rather, it's not easy. You've got yourself to prove to other people. You've got your competitors there. You need to make sure that you're different from other people, even if it's the same brand or product that you're selling. But I want to find out from our Africa Game. Yes, to say, in terms of his model or his idea, what came up for him to decide? Because coming to think of it, he's the only person that I know who's doing that, other than if the, especially being an individual, not a, something that came with a corporate, you know. What actually gave him strength to say, to wake up and say, this is what I want to do, and not making money in the beginning. And even when you do, it's not much. Like, you know, you can't say, I want to have R1 million, or this is what I want to achieve on a daily basis.
Okay, Arthur.
It's a sense of responsibility. I feel accountable for the things that we are doing wrong, you know, in society. I think a lot of the decisions that we make day to day impacts our youth, and we need to start looking at making better decisions, and we need to start making provisions for what can we do for these young people. So that kind of inspired me to say, Arthur, I think it's your turn, you know. So everybody gets a turn to bat, and you can choose either to walk away, you can actually choose to hit that home run, and I'm trying to hit that home run, so I'm practicing every day.
Okay, and maybe lastly from Grant and Adam, to say they've been working with SMMEs, how do they advise SMMEs who come from different environment not to be a one blanket fit all, to say this is Soweto, it's different from Polokwane, is different, you know, in terms of your help or in terms of your advices? How do you do that to make sure each and every idea that you pass to them or you advise them, it's custom made to an individual or not to the industry only?
It's a difficult one, but I think your question really relates to, how do you understand your market so well that you can fill a niche gap that nobody else has? Difficult to offer a blanket advice to that one, but I think what I would suggest is that each time you have a guest in your environment, you treat them as a research opportunity to find out from them as much as you can, by structuring a similar sort of interview or a similar sort of questionnaire that's designed around pursuing a particular knowledge gap. So first do your homework and say, what do I really understand about this business? What don't I know? And then start deciding what information you need to find out from each of these guests that'll help you uncover things that you don't yet know. Remember, every bit of research that's already been done has been somebody else's idea, questions somebody else has asked. So research that's out there is not necessarily universal. They might have missed questions that you should be asking.
And just to follow on, I think it's a unique environment that you're involved in. Don't focus on the things that you know you're doing right. Find out what you're doing wrong. Once you know that, you can make the necessary adjustments.
You know, I'm sitting here and I have this most stupid thought almost. It's to say, how would you get a whitey like me to be interested to come and stay in Soweto in a B&B? And surely there must be very innovative ways for me to come and expose my kids to it, maybe, or I don't know, so that I don't just go there because I'm passing through for business. You know, what's the tourist? What's the historic elements? Now, how do you tap into that sort of market? I've been kind of touched on Soweto, you know, there, but I haven't really felt the pulse of it. But maybe you can help people feel the pulse of Soweto. I don't know. You've got to. There's lots of B&Bs, and we have two more that's going to position themselves. I think that's the theme today. How do you make yourself very different?
I can offer two points from an academic point of view. So, go and read up Porter's Five Forces, Porter's Five Market Forces. And do yourself the exercise of analyzing your own environment on the framework of this Porter's Five market forces, and start identifying where all the market forces are against you, how you can change the market that you operate in by defining who your niche market is, so that you're the only player in that market. And the second one is a simple SWOT analysis, where you analyze what your strengths and weaknesses are and where your opportunities and threats are, and decide whether you're going to simply focus on stopping the weaknesses and the threats, or whether you're going to capitalize on your strengths and opportunities.
Okay, quickly, let's get the last two to position their business. Who's next?
Afternoon. My name is Zinzile Vunogamasina. I'm an owner of La Eme Guest House in Witbank, Reno Ridge. We are a three-star establishment. We've got 9 luxurious en-suite bedrooms. Since Witbank is an industrial area, so we cater for a lot of people from the mines, Eskom, and the government. If it's a place, we usually people when after from work they want to relax, they want a tranquil place. Our place is perfect because we've got a very big garden. It's got willow trees. It's got an entertainment area where people can relax and just gasp the fresh air. We also have a pool outside. We also do events like baby showers, bridal showers, small conferences that cater for about 30 people. Yeah.
All right. Does she sound more attractive than Yaka Guest House? The first one. Also in Witbank, right?
Yes.
Bit of competition. Comments on the pitch, and then if you have a question for us, Zinzi, just hold on there. Any comments? Alice?
Look, I'm just sort of prompted here to say maybe someone who's more enterprising will do a survey and just find out how many guest houses are now in Mpumalanga. Because I think even last week we had a couple being pitched here.
Yeah.
So it's quite a competitive space, one would imagine. Mm-hmm. And a whole lot of, niching that needs to happen, because over time it starts to sound the same.
Yeah, so it's Arthur?
I love the pitch, but I wanted to know, what are you doing to create loyalty? Why are people going to come back to your particular guest house? I'm not hearing that part.
We work closely with our guests. We communicate with them a lot. I'm very hands-on in the guest house. That's how we stay loyal with our guests. We ask what makes them happy. What can we improve on the guest house that can make them feel more at home than a guest?
Okay, so you're able to measure who came, when they came, and you communicate to them after they've been to your guest house.
Yes, since it's very easy, since we have 9 bedrooms, which is it's a small group to work with.
If I can just make a comment, what I liked about the pitch is that you seem to really understand your target market. I mean, you mentioned there the mines, Eskom, government. That's critical, knowing exactly who that target market is. Once you understand that, you can then target them in the right way. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Is there a quick question? Do you have a question?
Shouldn't she be worried, though, about what's happening in the mining industry and the move to nuclear, Witbank, what would remain of Witbank if we do go nuclear?
I heard they're going to build a nuclear power station in Witbank, so it's fine.
Okay.
No, we are worried. We're very worried. Yeah. We're very worried because even with the economy going down as well, they want to, Eskom and the government wants to hold back the money as well. So what we do, like this, MySpace is very versatile. We have Kusile there. They have contractors that need space for them. So what we do, we can upgrade and downgrade according to the specific needs for their employees. So we're very versatile in that regard.
Do you have a quick question?
Yes, it was. We were actually quite blessed to come in when you're talking about staying in and on the business.
Mm.
I find myself being in the business a lot because it's very hard to keep staff for some reason. You train someone, and then next thing month end they're not back. Mm. So, or they're not catching on what you're trying to train them.
I can imagine that. So I mean, that's it. You can go listen to the podcast again. you might have to find innovative ways to force yourself to work on the business. But that's what we said, isn't it, Adam? That you have to replace people, employ the wrong people maybe, and then you're back in the business again.
Yeah, and part of working on the business is working on your people strategy. So you have a need for a certain type of person to do a certain type of job, and it may not be the most exciting. Your job is to make that job exciting and to connect them with the end goal, which is for you to provide your customer with that memorable experience.
Okay, last one quickly.
Carol Cornwell Smith. My guest house is a Knightsbridge guest house. Please excuse me, I'm a little nervous. Got all these eyes looking at me. I'm privileged to be here. I missed the last one because I got horribly lost. And I almost missed this one.
I think we had some others also get lost. Okay, pitch your business.
A Knightsbridge guest house has 10 bedrooms. We've had it now for 12 years. My husband and I run it. And when my children grew up there, they also were very much involved in the various functions, in the conferences. So we're very much a family kind of guest house. I used to say home from home, but I think every next guest house is saying home from home. It truly is hands-on because we interact a lot with our guests. We have a huge area called the LAPA, and our guests can braai out there. That is where we interact with them, watch television, play games, and I love it. We get a lot of international guests, and I find a few guests from our country, but I find that the international guests in comparison are a lot easier to deal with. Mm. They're not as demanding. And the nice thing in terms of the home from home aspect is that we keep in touch with our guests even when they've left. We visit them, that we get invited to the States, we visit them in England, and we're still very good friends. Okay.
So is it also in Witbank?
No, sorry, it's Pretoria.
Okay, it is in Pretoria. Now, okay, our time is up. Do you have a quick question, and then we can end off with comments by the panel? Anything for the panel?
Shucks.
No particular question?
I think the marketing. You know, I'm struggling with marketing, and I'm never sure if I'm doing the right thing in terms of marketing.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much to all of you who pitched your businesses. Any final comments for her? I guess some of her colleagues around her would know a lot about marketing, but any comments for our...
I think just first off, if you're stuck with marketing, don't think that you have all the answers. Go and consult with the experts.
Yeah, that's kind of what the old man also said earlier. Speak to experts. There are experts here. Thank you so much, everyone. Our time is up. That's our business masterclass. Adam Rabinowitz, Imagine 8. Thank you so much.
Always a pleasure.
Yes. And then Grant Robson, standing in for Richard Angus. Thank you so much from the finance team.
Thanks.
And of course, Alice Nyandu. Really some good comments. And our special guest, Arthur Anderson. Really great having you in the studio. Thanks for leaving your energy behind. And we'll transfer that into the education show.
Right. Thank you very much.
And we look forward to being with you next week. If you want to join our SME live audience, just email kevin@leadershipplatform.com. That's two P's in the middle, one word. Look forward to being with you again next week. Next up, our education, leadership in education.
At Sibanye Gold, we've come to realize that there's nothing small about SMMEs, the small to medium-sized businesses that employ millions of people and pay billions in tax every year. Which is why we pride ourselves in providing support, leadership coaching, assistance and advice to help grow SMMEs.
You could say we're giving them a golden opportunity to grow. Sibanye Gold, we are one.
Cliffcentral.com.